It's over. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The House of Representatives, after 16 days in a strange and colorful land, finally discovered that it could have returned to reality whenever it wanted to.
Close your eyes and tap your heels together 3 times.
On this vote, the yeas are 285, the nays are 144.
And according to Standard & Poor's, the cost to the economy of these last 16 days totaled $24 billion. We lost $24 billion to discover that even politicians who ran against big government ended up wanting to restore just about everything big government was doing.
We've saved for years for this vacation, and we can't go down into the canyon.
We lost $24 billion, delaying a result which the president predicted 16 days ago.
There are enough reasonable Republicans and Democrats in the House who are willing to vote yes, shutdown would be over.
$24 billion, delaying a result which Senator McCain predicted again 8 days ago.
We know how it's going to end. We will raise the debt limit.
But maybe, just maybe, it was money well spent. Because we got to know Senator Ted Cruz.
We should fund the VA, Mr. President. The majority leader of the Senate refused to allow the Senate even to vote.
And yes, it may have cost $24 billion. But hearing an opponent of government-run health care passionately supporting the government-run Veterans Administration? Priceless.
You're out of the woods, you're out of the gun, you're out of the gun.
Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.